Yeah, 100%. So you can think of the order book as this central matching engine that like a lot of exchanges or a lot of the liquidity venues use to match buyers and sellers. That's not the only way to do it. There's also other markets. They're very large. There's what we call the bilateral market, the OTC market. There's no order book there. These are just two folks on the phone deciding on the price. This is where a lot of the very large trades happen. But you have a lot of liquidity that happens across exchanges. And exchanges have this order book, which is literally a book that says, well, now it's a digital ledger that says, you have this much demand for Bitcoin at this price, and this much demand for Bitcoin at that price, and so on. And the same for how much supply you have to sell Bitcoin at a certain price. So basically, think about this as a ledger that has quantity of Bitcoin and the price at which this Bitcoin could be either sold or bought. And there's a gap in the middle, right? There's a gap. So there you have all these bids, they go up into a certain price. You have all these asks that they start at a certain price and they go up. Whenever these things, again, whenever someone wants to sell, they will sell at the bid or at the best bid, right? And then they will start consuming the order book from there. Whenever somebody wants to buy, they will buy at the lowest ask, and they will also start to consume the order book up from there. So that's basically how the order book evolves. Each exchange has an order book. So Coinbase has an order book, Binance has an order book, OKX has an order book, Bybit has an order book, Kraken has an order book. So basically, one thing that a lot of folks do in order to have a better context on what's going on with the Bitcoin market is just to aggregate all these orders, all these buys and sells into one single consolidated market order book. You can do this for spot, you can do this for futures, you can do this for options. I think most folks spend time looking at the spot order book. As I said, most of the time it's where a lot of the directional price action happens. So yeah, that's kind of the concept for me.
And that was very well explained. So if you kind of say, okay, you can buy yourself into the order book and you consume the ask, and then also on the bid side you can consume this. To me, this sounds like the more bids and asks you have, the deeper the order book, the more liquid the market, the less kind of price jumps around, and that's probably true. Yeah, so is that something when you look at order books, you want to know, okay, how can prices move, or is the order book now thin? And that's why we kind of have to be kind of defensive, because price actually could not be real in that sense. Or what do you infer by looking at the order book as a prime broker or a trader?
Yeah, 100%. The order book is a very important concept. I would say, like, the first thing people look is at the price. What is the dollar price of Bitcoin? The second thing people look at is the volume, right? How much Bitcoin is trading, how much Bitcoin is exchanging hands. And then the third thing people look at is the order book. How, to your point, and I think you put it very nicely, how deep the order book is. So imagine that you have all these, let's say, sell orders at certain price points. Basically, you're going to say, let's say I'm a big player and I want to sell, let's say, $10 million of Bitcoin. And I can look into the order book and say, okay, if I put in sell $10 million of Bitcoin, how much will I move the price down? How much will I consume of the order book? Or the other way around, if I want to buy, let's say, $10 million of Bitcoin, how much of the ask part of the book will I consume? So that gives you kind of a little bit of a sense of your price impact, especially for large orders. This is not necessarily what folks do. That's why they use trading desks, right? That's what folks like we are here for. But yeah, there's a very strong focus on the depth of the market. And we can, again, aggregate all these exchanges, look at this order book, see how it evolves over time, see how it's skewed, whether to the buy side or to the sell side. And that's where I think you can get quite a few interesting, kind of really interesting insights on what's going on around the market besides just the price.
Yes. So you just mentioned whether it's skewed to the sell or the bid side. Like, where do I get the information from? Like, or asked differently, what does it tell me if it flips from sell side to bid side or vice versa? Like, could you be more specific on that front as well?
Yeah, 100%. So perhaps before getting there, if you don't mind, maybe the first thing people look at is how narrow, how wide the order book gets, especially as it compares to volume activity. So I can give you a few examples. I have a few charts as well, if you're just curious in seeing how
Yes.
the Bitcoin order book looks like right now. I can share that.
Yes, you can just share. That would be great.
Let me see. Yeah, so this is how the
Yes.
Bitcoin order book looks like in a few different depths. And there's a few data idiosyncrasies here. We don't need to get too deep into how I wrangle the data, but there's a few nuances here. Because not all exchanges report the same kind of data. So basically, this is how I look at, for example, the Bitcoin order book. The first thing you're going to look into is how deep the market is. Usually, folks will look how deep the market is, both in native units, so in number of Bitcoin, and also in US dollars. I tend to focus more on the left chart here, which is the one in native units. You kind of exclude the price impact. But that's how more or less the Bitcoin spot order book looks like. Here you have different depths. Again, this is the blue area here is the 0.1%. So within 0.1%, you would move. You can still like work with like 100 plus Bitcoin without moving the price by 0.1%. 0.2%, we're at the 200 Bitcoin level. And then 0.5%, we're around the 400 Bitcoin level. That's where we are right now. Important thing here is that these are kind of more theoretical analyses because if you're selling 400 Bitcoin, you're probably not doing that straight on exchanges. You're talking to an OTC provider, you're calling a trading desk. It doesn't mean that you necessarily do this, but it kind of shows you how much natural demand there is in the spot market. There's a few data limitations here. We don't need to cover those, but that's kind of, I think, interesting, and it shows you how the market looks like. And then you can see certain things, like you can see how the order book got very narrow around and right after the October 10 crash. So like this is basically market makers pulling out of the market or widening their bids and asks because of market uncertainty. This is one signal that people pay attention to. They don't happen very often. The Bitcoin price is the Bitcoin order book depth is actually impressively constant, given how much, or impressively flat, given how much the Bitcoin price moves and given how much trading volumes moves, which is way more than the price. So there's a lot of volatility here, but the spot order book in Bitcoin native units doesn't change much. But whenever it changes, it usually means that something meaningful is happening. And that's one thing that folks use as an important market signal, like especially if you are pairing this together with trading volumes. The framework I use is that when you have a lot of trading activity and a narrowing order book, this is probably a signal that the market regime is about to change. And you could spot, you could not anticipate, but you could probably have an early confirmation signal in most of the big market direction changes just by looking at these two simple indicators. So again, big spot volumes, narrow order books. That's usually a signal that the market is anticipating some sort of uncertainty in the future and that the market regime either for the positive or for the negative. Right now, we're actually in the pretty opposite of that. Spot volumes are incredibly low, and the order book depth is actually relatively high, or at least it's more or less where it has ever been, which is a market of complacency. So this is the market where we are right now, just chopping, right? Let's say between 60 and 80K, maybe that's a good band to work with. That's what you can see. One thing that I would be looking for example, in order to be confident that we are getting away or we're getting out of this range, would be again increase in spot volumes and tighter order book depth. So far, none of these indicators are flashing. That's more or less where we are.
Interesting, very interesting. And can I also now infer from this chart alone where the skew is at? Is it more skewed to the sell side or the ask side, a bit side? Yeah. How would I have to do this? Like,
So the other thing folks look is how skewed the order book is to the sell
yeah.
side or to the buy side. This indicator, I think, is an interesting one. It's going to be used sparingly, though. And this one has a little bit of leading indicator potential. And the idea of the order book getting too skewed to maybe the sell side or to the buy side is basically when you think about the market dynamics, right? So let me give you an example. Let's assume that the Bitcoin price is taking off and it's moving away from the 60K to the 80K level, right? So it's breaking out of that band. And we need to decide, is this a new trend, or are we just going to chop around the 8K and come back to the 65K, 67K level where we are right now? So that's where things like the order book skew makes interesting, because in this example, let's say the Bitcoin price starts to go up and you start to get excited about a potential uptrend. One thing you want to pay attention to is whether those sell orders, right? Imagine that when you are seeing the price going up, usually what's happening is that there's a lot of people buying, and that sell part of the order book is kind of getting consumed. So the main thing, one thing, for example, you want to pay attention to is whether this sell pressure in the order book that is being consumed, whether there is any new sell potential coming from the market. So that's where this skew of the order book matters, right? If you start to see, let's say, the price going up, and then let's say, for example, that you see a lot of sell pressure coming, you can probably anticipate some of that just by looking at the order book starting to get skewed to the sell side. So these things have a lot of predictive potential. I'm actually a big fan of the order book skew type of indicators, but they will usually give you a sign for like the very short term, right? These things will usually realize and kind of exhaust themselves in a matter of hours or maybe days, not more than that. So this is usually a good kind of short-term leading indicator of changes in the kind of market trend from a short-term perspective. Again, what you're trying to measure, and a lot of the times you're looking at this from even, I would say, a contrarian perspective, but basically we're trying to measure is how much sell pressure or how much buy pressure is being consumed, and how much new buy pressure or sell pressure is coming in new to the market. That's basically what the order book skew tells you. I don't have the
No
indicator
kidding.
here in a chart, but yeah, I would definitely look at the order book skew as a separate indicator, because these charts can get very choppy. Usually you want to apply some sort of moving average to smooth out those trends, but yeah.
Okay, very fascinating. Yeah, I was just going to ask because I felt like from looking at this indicator here and this chart alone, I think I cannot infer this skew. That's where you would have to get a more granular overview of an order book. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I
it
don't have
is.
the order book skew chart here with me. I can send it to you later though, and then you
Yeah,
can spot some of these things
yeah.
more.
Amazing. Yeah, because now what you were telling me, because I heard people arguing and saying this, you know, that they can kind of tell from the spot order book whether a breakout is coming or not, you know, and I was always wondering, yeah, how can you kind of do this? But I think you just neatly explained, you know, by looking at this, that you can, it's probably not sure because there nothing is ever certain, but I mean you get a sense of what is sort of brewing under the hood or boiling under the hood, you know, and so yeah, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. No market indicator is 100% correct, but some of them kind of help you get a better context of what's going on and maybe help make you a more informed view on what the market might be about to do.